Wasn't easy. Nobody said it was going to be. They're a good football team. They had all the numbers coming in here, as you well know. I haven't seen any of our numbers. Looked like we did a pretty good job against the run, which we've been doing. Obvious down the stretch there that when they just opened up and threw every down, we weren't able to get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. We did on occasion, but it seemed like every time we were to get them out of there, we either had a penalty or some kind of a gain, which gave them a first down. But I am disappointed in the kickoff coverage at the end of the game when, there's absolutely no relaxing at this level in any capacity, and I thought we did a little bit on that play. But I was pleased that, we had a lot of opportunities. Again, it wasn't great in the green zone. We ended up kicking field goals, and that would have been fine if that was the margin for winning. But touchdowns in a couple of occasions there would have made it a little bit different game. But listen, I'm happy to win, and that's the bottom line.
Even without that pressure, Tom, considering your defense was without Ayers and Cromartie and obviously JPP, you get a pretty good performance from them.
Yeah, I think we did, and I think on the other side of the ball, I have to give all kinds of credit to Newhouse, to Pugh, on the offensive line for doing an outstanding job as well, keeping the outside backers off the quarterback. I mean, they're outstanding players now.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Can you talk about what you saw from Reuben Randall today?
Reuben, I felt like, for a couple of weeks that Reuben's been coming on and appearing more and more like himself. And I told him I thought he would have a big game tonight, and obviously he did. So I'm happy for Reuben. Let's hope he comes out of this thing and can give us more of the same.
What is it that made you think that he was
I think he was running very, very well. His patterns in practice seemed to be good. I liked the way he was, in pregame, so I felt he was going to have a nice night.
Was there something you saw that you put Jennings on that punt for the block team?
He's been on it for a while.
Yeah,
he's probably got 10 blocks. Where's your stats? I think he's told everybody else. He probably hasn't told you.
I guess so.
He has about 10 blocks in this league.
You have a lot of starters you've been using kind of in that role. We've seen BRC out there at times. Prince on their punt team. What's the thing behind that?
Everybody has to contribute. Everybody has to help. Everybody is normally, starters can be on one, maybe two special teams, especially on the defensive side of the ball. The Rashad has a unique talent with regard to the blocking punts, and so he's anxious to be on that team.
Tom, did you say anything? You had a double-digit lead going into the fourth quarter. Did you verbalize anything to the guys on the sideline?
We did last night, and we tried to relate that to them, that our whole deal was it's the fourth quarter. We're going to take it up to another notch, take it to another level, and spend all the gas in the tank in the fourth quarter trying to get a win.
Your thoughts on Eli's performance overall?
Very, very steady. Did an outstanding job. The post ball down the middle, obviously, to Beckham when we needed a big play there between the two of them was outstanding. The play on third and long for the touchdown to Reuben where he stayed with the ball. But I thought Eli was very much in control of the entire game tonight. Did a nice job, getting us in and out of runs, checking some of the protections, checking even some of the route combinations. So he was very, very much under control tonight. Did an outstanding job.
Tom, after some of the mistakes, uncharacteristic mistakes that Eli had made the first 2 weeks, does it kind of speak to his mental toughness that stuff just doesn't bother him?
Well, it does bother him.
I mean,
it bothers him deep down inside, but he doesn't show it much. But it's a testimony to him, his pride, how hard he works at the game, and also his confidence in himself.
Tom, when you look at the lack of stability and some injuries at that position around the league and the division, just the fact that Eli is there every week for however many years, how important is that characteristic?
Well, it's critical to us and our preparation, obviously, over all these years that he's, even when he's been injured, he's lined up and played. Even when the media called him out, he's lined up and played. So the stability of that and the ability to game plan knowing that he's in that position, that's a huge plus for our team. And it always has been.
Your defense, another turnover, sets up another touchdown early on in the game. They've been very opportunistic so far this season. Is that just from playing hard and playing aggressive?
I think that's the point. I do think that in Prince's, on his behalf, I think he studied well, and I think he knew he had some kind of tip. He knew that was coming. He really drove hard on the ball, as good as I've seen him this fall. And he really made a nice play, and as you say, gave us outstanding field position, and we did score on the drive.
Up until that last play, you held him to 62 yards rushing. How important was it to get John back in there, middle linebacker?
Well, John's being in the middle backer position really, gave us outstanding leadership on the field. We still used Hunga, in a lot of situations, and he's played well, and he's a good young player, and he's going to do nothing but get better. But the team voted John the defensive captain, and for good reason. So when he was out there, he provides the leadership.
You had Whitlock at defensive tackle a little bit.
Yeah, and he got some rushes too.
He did.
He's a multi-talented guy who can rush the passer, plays fullback, as you well know, is on all the special teams, and he's got great energy, this kid.
Tom, for your team to get the win tonight and not let this losing streak continue, you actually smiled, by the way, after you got that touchdown.
They did?
I believe so.
Oh my gosh. Better watch out.
What do you think this means for the
Buccaneers? Well, I feel so badly for the players that they don't have the reinforcement that they need. In other words, even when they, and I'm not saying our games were anything to write home about, but in truth, we could have won two games coming into this one tonight. And players need the reinforcement, the confidence that comes from pushing the thing through to a win, and I'm hoping that helps in the locker room.
One more question.
The red flag at the end, they didn't.
I couldn't believe it. Was the knee down or was it not down? Well, what's the big deal? They picked up three flags on us, three in a row they picked up, and then they didn't give us that one.